This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witts and welcome to Morning Devotions. It's great to share today with you with some ideas about praying in the dark. I talked about this yesterday morning and sometimes we feel that we're just not getting anywhere. We're trying to pray to God and He doesn't answer, and we're in good company because there's lots of people in the scriptures, including Paul, who felt he'd had a bad experience somewhere, called it the thorn in the flesh. Jesus himself on the cross prayed, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" So it's not unusual to feel that sense of being alone and abandoned by God. So what do? We might just be best to sit and open ourselves to the company of God's Spirit, praying just quietly and holding us in the darkness. So what I'm saying today is simply this, that you can find God in the dark. Now, many of us, and perhaps you've been taught that God is omnipresent. Now, that big word means that God is fully present everywhere. But in our experience, he seems at times to be close and other times far away. David was someone else who felt that tension. In Psalm 139, he said, "Where could I go to escape from your spirit or from your sight? If I were to climb up to the highest heavens, you'd be there. If I were to dig down to the world of the dead, you'd also be there." Fair enough. But it was the same man who cried in Psalm 13, "How long will you hide your face from me?" Now, these are difficult experiences. They're real. We want God to be near us. And so we don't know what to do in those times when the heavens are silent and our prayers don't seem to go beyond the ceiling. So I think we've accepted perhaps a distorted image of a God who's always there, always accessible, always communicating with us. You might have heard this saying, if God seems far away, well, guess who's moved? And the inference is, of course, that you've moved. I must have drifted away from him. So while it's true that God hides from us when we sin against him, it's also true that God is a mystery. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are far above our thoughts. He's not a genie who can be summoned by rubbing some magic teapot we call prayer. It doesn't work like that. And yes, God is everywhere. We are told that quite often in the Bible, to seek after him with all our hearts. And so when we think of light as the primary metaphor of God's presence, the darkness, why don't we ever talk about the darkness? The Bible says the Lord has set the sun in the heavens, but he has said that he will dwell in thick darkness. And I'm looking there at 1 Kings 8, verse 12. God's appearance at Sinai, the psalmist said there, he made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky, Psalm 18, verse 11. So the darkness has had its place. So what I'm saying today is this, God is the God of the dark as well as the light. Don't reject the darkness as a total disaster. It's a natural part of this trip. It's never permanent. It must always give way to dawn, doesn't it? It doesn't mean that God has left you. He suffers with you. He weeps with you. He enters into your darkness. This is a different thing. I think it's like a holy darkness that moves us into a new way of relating to God. So even the experience of God's absence is another way of finding out about him. Yes, it's not easy. It takes a bit of courage. God takes even the darkest moments of life and he does something with it. He does it. He actually sometimes works it for a very good purpose. For 9 months, all of us have experienced a dramatic multiplication of cells as organs were formed when we were in our mother's womb. You know, our hair and eye colours and our programs, they were programmed in the darkness of the womb. And that's what happens. A seed that is in the ground, it's got to be covered with soil, hasn't it? So it's there in the darkness. It's finding nourishment. And even you think of this way, that in the significant events of Jesus' life took place in the darkness, his birth, his arrest, his death, his resurrection, there was darkness. So I want to suggest that our own darkness, and you could be going through that right now, is an opportunity to move into a deeper dimension of the spiritual life. We learn what it means to trust when nothing makes sense, and all we've got left is our faith in God. Heavenly Father, these are lessons that we need to learn. We do often learn the hard way. Help us, Lord, to understand the darkness. Amen.